Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is Time Management Strategies in support of the Accountability Competency. Do you ever think, there just aren't enough hours in the day to get things done? Does it seem like you're always playing catch-up and you never really have time to be proactive? We all want to make the most of the limited time we have each day, but to stop spinning our wheels and be more productive, we need to apply some effective time management strategies. Today, you will learn three strategies for effective time management. Tip 1. Schedule buffers. You've probably heard the expression, the best laid plans often go awry. No matter how carefully you plan your day, unexpected things happen. If you are hyper-focused on following your planned schedule, deviations from this plan can be very disruptive, preventing you from getting anything at all done. To circumvent this, you can plan for the unplanned. Prepare for unexpected occurrences by building buffer time into your schedule. For example, you could build in an hour of buffer time for your last hour of work, where you don't schedule anything and just leave that time for overflow work or catch-up. As a bonus, if you don't need that time to catch up on work, you might actually be able to get ahead on some other projects that have been on your to-do list. Another place you can build in buffers into your schedule is at the beginning and end of meetings. For example, you might allot 45 minutes on your calendar for a meeting that's scheduled for 30 minutes. This leaves a bit of extra time in case the meeting goes longer than expected and gives you a bit of time to decompress and process. Or, you might schedule a few minutes of buffer time before a meeting to make sure you have time to be prepared. For example, if you're setting up a virtual meeting and need to make sure there are no technical glitches. Buffer time is not just fluff. Used properly, it provides a refocusing zone and actually allows you to be more productive. Tip 2. Say no. Another hugely effective strategy for time management is learning to say no. It's okay to say no. Let me repeat that. It is okay to say no. This is a really tough one and goes against what many of us have been programmed to do from childhood on. We are taught to help others as much as possible, and while this is nice in theory, we can end up feeling overburdened with tasks and responsibilities. When someone makes a request of you, instead of automatically agreeing, you don't have to answer right away. Buy yourself some time to think about the request. You can say something like, "I'd like some time to think about this and we'll get back to you no later than Monday by noon." Once you've decided that you cannot take on the task, be very clear about this to the requester. Don't say things like, "Maybe I'll get to it," or, "I'll see if I can fit that in." This gives the person hope that you may still say yes. Instead, respectfully say something like, "Unfortunately, I won't be able to take that one," or, "I'm honored you invited me, but I have to decline." You don't have to give a reason or an explanation. You may feel a bit of guilt the first few times you practice this, but the more you do it, the easier it will get. Saying no is hard, but once you learn to do it, you'll be surprised at how liberating it can be, and how much more productive you can be. Tip 3. Stay disciplined. When you're working on a task or project, it's important to plan in some breaks. They can help clear your mind and refresh you. Breaks are one thing. Distractions are another. When you are working, you should stay focused on the task at hand. There are several things you can do to minimize distractions and stay focused. At the beginning of each day, prioritize your to-do list and then focus on completing those tasks in order of priority, one at a time. You may be tempted to multitask, but multitasking is actually detrimental to staying disciplined. When you're switching between tasks before one is finished, you're actually wasting time and energy. Not only does it take more time to complete tasks when you keep switching back and forth, but you will also make more errors than you would if you stick with a single task. You should also limit outside distractions, such as emails or phone calls. You don't have to answer every email or phone call as it comes in. Instead, carve out a time in your day specifically for the purpose of answering communication. You may even want to turn your calendar and phones to do not disturb, or put your smartphones out of reach to avoid temptation. Committing yourself to giving your undivided attention to the tasks at hand will make you more productive and give you a sense of accomplishment upon completing those tasks. In summary, three strategies that you can use to start getting control back over your time are: schedule buffers, say no, and stay disciplined. Start using these tips today. You will be amazed at how much more you can get done without feeling overwhelmed. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at navy.mil.